AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Talks to seek a permanent end to the Iran war could begin in Islamabad in the coming days. The White House confirmed that Vice President J.D. Vance will lead the U.S. negotiating team. Meanwhile, Iran's deputy foreign minister says his country will allow ships to pass through the Strait of Hormuz in accordance with international norms and international law once the U.S. ends its aggression in the Middle East and Israel stops attacking Lebanon. Iran's parliament speaker is warning that continued Israeli attacks on Hezbollah in Lebanon would bring, quote, explicit costs and strong responses. Mohammed Bagher Kalibaf insisted on X that the two-week ceasefire extended to Lebanon, something denied by both Israel and the U.S. New ICE detention centers across the U.S. are not sitting well with residents. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
At a commissioner's meeting in Washington County, Maryland in February, protesters shouted "Stop ICE" as commissioners voted on a resolution declaring their unwavering support for Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
I'm going to ask for respect in the room. If there's any additional noise, outcries, comments, I will suspend this meeting. Do I need to say that again?
Washington County is one of nearly a dozen communities where residents are opposing the purchase of warehouses to house immigrants in detention, projects that cost DHS more than a total of $1 billion. In Washington County, the project is on hold after the state attorney general sued. And the new DHS secretary, Mark Wayne Mullen, is holding off on buying more warehouses and is reviewing those already purchased. I'm Donna Warder.
More stories at APNews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Thunder clinched the NBA's best regular season record with a 128-110 victory over the Clippers. Cade Cunningham returned from a collapsed lung with a double-double in the Pistons' 137-111 win over the Bucks. NHL, Connor McDavid's 15th career hat trick and five-point night led the Oilers to a 5-2 victory over the Sharks to claim sole possession of first place in the Pacific Division.
Those big 2 points, I thought everybody played really well. I got a couple of bounces there early, which always helps.
MLB, Davis Schneider scored the winning run on a Dodgers throwing error as the Blue Jays ended a six-game skid with a 4-3 win to avoid a World Series rematch sweep. And Angels DH Jorge Soler and Braves pitcher Reynaldo Lopez each received seven-game suspensions from MLB after they were ejected following their participation in a brawl.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.